Let's create.
Your story. Hello, dear listeners. I'm Ben, and today I have a thrilling tale for you. Mars Field Trip Mystery. Our main character who wished for this story is Dylan, and he is 11 years old. Pia will tell you how Dylan and his best friend Nathan discover something very special on the Red Planet. Get cozy, take a deep breath, and let your imagination float all the way to Mars with Pia's storytelling.
Hello, little explorers. I'm Pia, and I'm so excited to guide you through a starry adventure today. This story is about teamwork, gentle courage, and the glow that friendship brings, even in the quiet of space. If you like mysteries, shiny things, and a dash of giggles, you are in the right place. Snuggle in, maybe close your eyes for a moment, and feel the soft whoosh of a spaceship in your mind. Ready? Then enjoy listening as we step onto the red sands of Mars together. The school rocket touched down with a soft thump on Mars, and red dust floated like cinnamon confetti outside the windows. Dylan, who was 11, pressed his helmet to the glass. Nathan, who was 12, bumped him with an excited elbow. "We made it," he whispered, even though the ship speakers would have carried his voice just fine. Their class had trained and studied and practiced careful steps for months, and today was the big day. Captain Rivera, their teacher, smiled. "Cadets," she said, "single file, body system." Eyes open, ears open, hearts open. Mars is quiet, but it likes to whisper secrets. Dylan and Nathan stepped out together, boots making soft prints in the powdery ground. The sunlight was thin and gold. The sky felt shy and pink. Through their suit filters, the air smelled like warm dust and old stone. In the distance, the class measured rocks and took pictures. But near a low ridge, Dylan saw something that made him tilt his head. "Do you see that?" he asked. Nathan squinted. "A sparkle, like a wink." They followed the tiny flash until they found a row of pebbles set in a neat line, as if someone had sorted them by size. Little, little, medium, big, bigger. "A pebble parade," Nathan joked. Dylan laughed, but he also felt a tickle of wonder. Who had done this on a planet that was supposed to be empty? The pebble line led to a smooth slope of red sand. Dylan brushed the surface with his glove. The sand slipped aside, and a shadow opened like a mouth. A hidden crack became a doorway, and a warm breath of air whispered from below. "A cave," Dylan said. He felt a flutter in his tummy. Nate felt it too, but he grinned. "Step, stop, listen," Nathan said, repeating Captain Rivera's rule. Dylan nodded. "Step, stop, listen." The cave sighed again, soft as a secret. "We have 1 hour," Nathan reminded him, checking the mission timer. "Plenty of time to peek and pop back." They looked at each other. "Ready?" Together, they slipped inside. At first, the cave was dim, as if it had not decided to wake up yet. Then Dylan's boot brushed a tiny crystal, and the cavern blinked on, one light at a time. Ping, ting, tring. Colors poured out like rainbow tea. Blue as blueberry syrup, green as mint leaves, pink as bubble gum. The walls glittered with crisscross lines, and the air hummed a fuzzy song like a big friendly bumblebee. "It's singing," Dylan breathed. Around a bend, something small peered at them. It was round as a plum with little starry eyes and soft pebble skin. It made a bell sound. "Bim!" Another poked out and chimed. "Bom!" Then a whole handful of them rolled and bobbed into view, each glowing with a tiny light inside. "Hello," Nathan said gently, raising his hand very slowly. "We come in peace and please." The creatures bobbed again and lit up brighter. "Are they Martians?" Dylan whispered. friendly Martians, Nathan whispered back. The little beings, which Dylan decided to call glowlings, came closer. They were warm to the touch, like sun-kissed stones. When Dylan giggled, their colors bubbled brighter. When Nathan clapped softly, they clapped their tiny pebble hands and chimed, "Bim bom bim!" They did not speak words, but they knew games. One glowling rolled a tiny crystal toward the boys. The crystal rang like a spoon on a teacup. "Ting! I think they want to play," Nathan said. A glowling pointed with its glow toward a tunnel where the walls were smooth and marked with shapes. Circles, triangles, and wavy lines. A faint breeze slipped through, carrying a warm, clay smell. Dylan's timer ticked. "We have 45 minutes, he said. The glowlings formed a ring, as if to invite them along. "Step, stop, listen," Nathan whispered again. Dylan grinned. "And be kind," he added, "because kindness always fits." They moved together, and the glowlings bobbed ahead, their light spilling over the path like a necklace. With every step, crystals answered with tiny bells, and the tunnel sang them forward, as if it had been waiting for exactly two careful kids and a pocket full of glow. The tunnel opened into a round room. At the center stood a pillar with seven crystals, each a different size, from short and chunky to tall and thin. On the wall behind the pillar, a pattern of dots and dashes shimmered. The glowlings gathered around, chiming softly, "Bim, bom, bim, bim." Nathan tilted his helmet. "It's a puzzle. Maybe we have to make the pillar sing the same pattern as the wall." Dylan nodded. His heart beat quick and light. "Like music class," he said. He tapped the tallest crystal with one finger. Ting, high and bright. He tapped the smallest. Bong, round and low. The sounds bounced around the room, warm and clear. The boys looked at the wall. Dot, dash, dash, dot, dash. "Short, long, long, short, long," Nathan said. "High, low, low, high, low," Dylan guessed. They tested. Ting, bong, bong, ting, bong. The pillar glowed softly, but not enough. Close, but not right. Dylan's shoulders drooped. "Maybe I heard it wrong." A glowling rolled into his boot and chimed. Bim! Its light pulsed with a steady beat. Dylan listened again. Step, stop, listen. He took a slow breath. The wall's pattern was not only high and low, it was fast and slow. Some dots came quick like happy hiccups, and some dashes lingered like a yawn. He hummed the rhythm. Ting bong, bong, ting, bo o ong. "Try again," Nathan said gently. Dylan's cheeks warmed, but he smiled. He tapped with care. Ting bong, bong, ting, bo o ong. The pillar flashed brighter. The wall shimmered to match. The glowlings cheered, a chorus of tiny bells. A door slid open with a whisper of sand. Dylan checked the timer. "We have 35 minutes, he said. Nathan squeezed his shoulder. "Plenty if we keep our wits. You heard it. Nice job." Dylan felt taller, even though he was the same height. They stepped through the new door, hand in hand for a second, the way you do when your courage is awake, but still stretching. The cave breathed a new song. Ting, ting, bomb. Ahead the path forked, one side cool and blue, the other warm and gold. The glowlings divided, lights flickering like guiding fireflies. "Which way, partner?" Nathan asked. Dylan listened. The gold path smelled like baked clay and cinnamon dust. The blue path whispered like a sleepy stream. He pointed to gold. "Warmth means welcome," he said. And they went. The golden tunnel widened into a long hall with stepping stones set in the floor. Each stone held a crystal that would light up when touched. The first three glowed bright when Dylan stepped on them. The fourth stayed dark. He pulled his foot back just in time. A tiny puff of dust rose where he almost stepped, like the cave saying, "Careful there." Pattern time, Nathan said, grinning. Hopscotch rules. If it's dark, don't step. If it's dim, step soft. If it's bright, step big. The glowlings chimed in a silly beat. Bim, bim, bom, bom, bim. The boys laughed. Dylan went first. Bright, bright, soft. Skip, bright. Nathan followed and copied him like a mirror. They moved together, left, right, right, left. A little dance that made their boots scuff and their hearts jump with happy jitters. Halfway across, the lights shifted. The crystals changed from gold to minty green. Dylan froze. Uh-oh. Nathan breathed. New rules. A glowling rolled ahead and tapped three stones in a row. They lit up and hummed the first notes of Row, Row, Row Your Boat, but only the Row, Row, Row part. Songs as instructions, Dylan said, eyes shining. He stepped on the three in rhythm. One, two, three. The path hummed back, and the next set flickered to life. Together, they finished the musical hopscotch, giggling when Nathan added a tiny dance twirl. Beyond the stepping stones, the hall ended at a low arch. Etched above it was a riddle made of pictures, a sun with smiling rays, two hands passing a heart, and a tiny glow spreading to many. "What grows when shared?" Nathan said. Dylan thought of Captain Rivera's morning words, eyes open, ears open, hearts open. He looked at the glowlings, who were huddled close, lights trembling with hope. "Kindness," Dylan said. He placed his hand flat on the arch, and Nathan set his hand beside Dylan's. The glowlings pressed their pebble hands too. Warmth flowed through the stone like hot cocoa through a cold tummy. The arch lifted, slow and smooth. Dylan checked the timer. 20 minutes? Nathan nodded. "We're doing great." But just then, the ground gave a gentle rumble, like a sleepy giant rolling over. A drift of red sand slid and sealed the path behind them. The cave seemed to whisper, not unkindly, "This way only." Nathan took a breath. "Forward then," he said. Dylan swallowed. "Step, stop, listen." And they did. The last chamber opened like a red flower. Sunlight spilled down through a round skylight, and dust motes floated like tiny moons. Beneath the light stood a circle of crystals, arranged like a compass rose. North, south, east, west. And in the middle, a smooth stone nest. Inside the nest lay three egg-shaped stones that glowed with a gentle pulse, like sleepy heartbeats. The glowlings grew quiet. Their light softened and turned the color of warm bread. Dylan felt understanding bloom. "This is home," he whispered. Nathan nodded. "And we are guests." A narrow tunnel climbed toward the skylight, but halfway up, a slab of rock had settled, blocking the way. Dylan checked the timer. 12 minutes. Nathan looked up through the skylight. "We're close. The ship is somewhere up there, maybe 200 feet away." They could not go back, and they could not go straight up. Dylan's tummy fluttered, but not with fear. With thinking. "What if we ask for help?" he said. He pointed at the compass crystals, and then at the sky. "Can we make a signal for Captain Rivera?" Nathan's eyes lit. "A beacon." The boys knelt. With careful hands, they turned the compass crystals so that the sunlight struck them and bounced to the next, and the next, like passing a shiny secret along a line. The glowlings joined in, nudging tiny mirrors from a crack in the wall, as if they had used them many times before. Together, they arranged a zigzag of light that leapt up to the skylight and flashed out onto the ground above. Up on the surface, the ship blinked a reply. A polite blink, blink, blink. Captain Rivera's voice came through the boys' radios, steady and warm. "Cadets, we see your beacon. Hold position. We're coming to you." Dylan and Nathan grinned at each other. "We did it," Dylan said. Nathan squeezed his hand. We did it together. A few minutes later, a side tunnel opened with a soft grind, and a rescue rover nosed in, dust puffs curling around its wheels. The glowlings bounced with happy chimes. Dylan's heart pinched a little. I don't want to leave without saying thank you. He pointed to the nest. We will keep your secret safe, he said. Nathan added, we'll tell our class about kindness and listening, and about friends who talk with light. The glowlings gathered close and placed a tiny, dull crystal in Dylan's palm. It warmed at his touch and glowed the faintest gold. Nathan received a small mirror, round as a cookie. The rover carried them out through the side tunnel, and they popped into daylight just 150 feet from the ship. The timer read 6 minutes. Their class cheered. Captain Rivera helped them down. Teamwork, she said with proud eyes. That is how explorers come home. That night, back aboard, Dylan held the little crystal and watched it glow like a friendly nightlight. Nathan's mirror caught a slice of starlight and sent it dancing on the ceiling. Step, stop, listen, Dylan whispered, smiling. The ship hummed a quiet lullaby. Somewhere deep under the red ground, tiny bells chimed a soft goodnight. And the boys, warm and safe, drifted to sleep with Mars songs in their hearts and a promise to keep, be brave, be kind, and always shine together.